Calling all my Asian squad everywhere! It is time to put a spotlight on our story! Welcome to your dose of inspiration with me, Richard Juan. In today's episode, we will talk to one of the biggest Southeast Asian hip-hop artists. He is best known for his hit songs Mustafa, Mad Blessings, and Dance Songs. He recently released a new single called Mommy with Almo Records. Folks, let us all welcome Young Raja! Hi Raja, up, how are you?
What's up, man? What's up? I'm great, what's man. Up, how are you doing up? Today?
I am good. I mean, I've been super excited to talk to you because I know like all the cool stuff that you've been doing, and you're Indian, right? You're Indian Singaporean.
Born and raised in Singapore. My family moved from South India in '93, and I was born here 2 years later. Yeah.
How was it like growing up in Singapore? Like, I think. Do you classify yourself or do you call yourself, do you feel like you're more Singaporean than Indian? Or is that, I mean, I don't know. How does it work?
Well, I mean, I'm Indian, but yeah. My nationality is Singaporean because I'm born and raised here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm an Indian. That's my ethnicity. I'm Indian, but, you know, yeah. I'm Singaporean.
And that's similar to me because ethnic-wise, I'm Chinese, but I was born in the Philippines, raised in Hong Kong. So I think nationality-wise, I am technically Filipino, but... Mm-hmm. Look at me. I mean, I don't look like the typical Filipino. I'm more of like the Chinese, which is why I'm Chinese. Yeah. So that's what it is like in Singapore.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's similar story as well. Like, yeah. There's so many different races here. There's the Malays, the Chinese, mm-hmm. Chinese folks, Indian folks, Caucasian folks, expats. We have many foreigners here that do, you know, they're in the construction business and all sorts of businesses. We have so many foreigners here in Singapore. It's really quite a mix, man. Yeah.
How is it when it comes to, let's say, your culture? Like, at home, do you feel like you practice a lot of Indian culture, or is it more of like the Singaporean side? Or is it like a tamed down? How was it like?
Yeah, it's super cool that you asked this, bro, because I think it's a very unique thing. As a Singaporean guy, like, one of the very special things that I can share with you as a Singaporean dude is that in the DNA of a Singaporean, bilingualism is very deeply embedded, right? So growing up, when I go to school, I got to learn English. That's the first language. And then your second language is whichever mother tongue that you speak in your ethnicity, right? So for me, mm-hmm. coming from an Indian family, Tamil was it for me. So that has allowed me to be very well versed with my culture and my language and all that. And on top of that, when my family moved from Tamil Nadu to Singapore in '93, yeah. So by the time I was born '95. So in those 2 years, my family hadn't changed their ways or changed the way that they speak or any of their practices very much. So although they were now Singaporean, they were still very much Indian nationals from Tamil Nadu, you know? So growing up as a Singaporean while living in a very much South Indian household has been my experience.
So of course, you know, having all these cultural stuff, and I think you incorporate that also to your music, because I know that you're one of the very few that raps or performs in the two languages that you speak in, which is English and Tamil.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not something that is too far-fetched of an idea for me, and it's not something that I had to plan and be like, oh, you know what, I'm going to rap in Tamil and English, you know? It was something that came natural because... I was trying to rap for a long time, like ever since I was 14, 15, I would always try to emulate my favorite rappers, right? I always try to emulate Eminem, whoever, Kendrick, or whoever, right? So while trying to do that, I realized that, okay, cool, I can rap fully in English, but I know deep down that is not me. I know deep down that is... me trying to be somebody else. That is me trying hard to sound like, yeah. I am Eminem, right? And then I was like, okay, I mean, this is all fun and games. Like, it's all just like party tricks, right? Oh, guys, do y'all know I can rap? Like, let me show you that I can rap. You know, it was something that I had up my sleeves to make people laugh or just entertain my schoolmates or classmates or whatever, right? But then when I started to take it seriously, I realized that there's no way I can do it fully in English because I don't speak English all the time. I maybe speak English 60-70% of the time, but the moment I'm home, I'm speaking Tamil to my family members, right? I have cousins and I have friends that speak Tamil. So I spend a good chunk of my time speaking something other than English, right? So
yeah.
It was a no-brainer for me. Like I couldn't get to force myself to do English music, right? That's not something that felt natural. So the idea of mixing Tamil in came like, just flowed like water, dude.
So now that you mentioned your family also, so were there a lot of music influence in your family? Is that why you became a musician, or was it more of like an exterior thing, or did your family really play an influence in this?
Yeah, this I would say my dad is a scholar. He's a professor. He's a very well educated man, and so are my sisters. My dad is a Tamil poet. Like my sister is a Tamil school teacher that teaches Tamil. None of them are musicians. But that being said, growing up, my mom always had Indian TV channels that she was watching, right, all the time. And my dad was a heavy radio listener as well, and he would only listen to the Tamil radio station that we have, which is called Oli 96.8. Yeah, Oli 96.8.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just Tamil songs playing all the time, and then my mom watching Tamil movies which has Tamil songs all the time. So it was very heavy in my household. Like the exposure was high, and on top of that, I have three sisters that just love to sing for fun. So it was just all around me, right? But even when I tell you these stories, even when I look back, I would have never imagined that I would have ended up doing music. It's something that is super alien to me still, because I never planned my life to be this way. I never imagined myself being a full-time musician, you know, like it's wild, man. But tracing it back, I see where the kind of subconscious influences came from, like, you know, just listening to it all the time, just playing in the background all the time. I guess that affinity kind of grew from those very young formidable years, you know.
So what were the challenges for you when you entered the music industry? Because isn't the music industry in Singapore relatively small? I mean, again, it's a city or a country of only just 4 to 5 million people, right? Dude,
it's super small, man.
Is it a lot more difficult? Like, how does it work?
Well, actually, I feel that is the inverse. It's a lot easier because, I mean, I'm not saying that it was easy for me. What I'm trying to say is that it's a small country. Everybody knows one another in a way, right? So if you're talking about the music scene or the art scene, is a friend of a friend, you know, like, oh, there's a friend of a friend of a friend, you know, everybody's connected in a very cool way. Like 2 years, 3 years, you go to the clubs, you go to the right events, you'll know everybody that you're supposed to know, right? So that being said, for you to get your name out there, it's not a very difficult thing. But then it's such a small scene here. So if somebody comes up, like, you know, immediately, you know, okay, this guy is coming up, or there's this guy that just started putting out his mixtape or his singles from his bedroom. Like, and, you know, in this, plus we have Twitter, we have social media. So that makes it even more easy, right? So that is kind of how I got my first foot into the industry. Like I put out a freestyle video in 2017 on Twitter. And that video started to trend in Singapore and Malaysia. And by the next week, like, it had trended in Singapore. So all the music guys, they already knew my best friend and I, my friend Faris Jabba, who's the guy that I started doing music with. It was overnight, man, like, for real. Like, when it comes to letting people know that, hey, I'm a young guy, I'm trying to do music, to let people know that, it didn't take a long time, you know. But prior to that, I mean, with the help of social media, of course, you know, but prior to that, there were many years where I was trying to, you know, trying very hard to find a footing, to find some form of a break, you know. But those were my acting years. And then the moment I gave music a shot, it was like that. Like all those years that I went into acting, 8-9 years of just trying to get to a certain height, certain momentum, but I couldn't. But the moment I shifted to music, dude, it was like 2-3 weeks, or like maybe maybe a month and a half. The next thing you know, people start recognizing you as like the guy that was on Twitter with that video with Faris Jabba and all that. So it was a super quick transition for me. And I really got to give credit to the fact that the scene is small and everybody knows one another. So word spreads way quicker than it would in a much bigger country, maybe. Yeah, you know.
So let's go back a little bit to when you said about acting. So when you did acting, that was also in Singapore.
Yeah, that was in Singapore.
But it was just a lot more competitive, so it's harder to kind of get your break because it's a bigger pool of people. And then when you jumped into the music scene and boom, the pool is smaller, you created something that went viral in a sense, and then, yes, people started recognizing you.
Well, I guess in a way, but the acting scene is not way bigger than the music scene or anything like that. It's just that, I guess, with music, I was able to brand myself in a way that catches people's attention, I guess, you know. I was given the freedom to be my own artist. I didn't have to just be that one guy that plays this one role. I could be my own artist that gets to define how people see me as and what people see me as. I guess that freedom that comes with being a musician or a rapper, you know, is what that really helped with kickstarting the start of my career.
Awesome. So what about when it comes to you know, your uniqueness of being an artist that performs in two languages, and how do you keep track or how do you stay on track to make sure you don't feel too much pressure or, you know, the criticisms that come with fame?
Well, I just always remind myself to do me. You know, something that is very unique with the genre of hip hop and rap is that the genre by nature expects a certain level of authenticity and truth. You know, like, that is one of the biggest characteristics that hip hop and rap as a genre has that I feel that not other genres demanded as much, right? Hip hop demands authenticity, it demands your truth. Like, people will sieve it out, man. If you're trying to be a poser, if you're trying to be somebody that you're not, people will sieve it out. Like, that's just not, it is not hip hop to not be yourself, you know? And as somebody that have loved hip hop for so long, it's something that I've grown to love and appreciate as an art form, right? As hip hop, it's something that I've learned to appreciate so much. I'm such an enthusiast when it comes to the culture and the genre. So given that demand and given that expectation that the genre has, it is imperative that I always remind myself to be myself.
And, you know, your release of your latest single, Mommy, which kind of like signals your foray to the U.S. music scene. You collaborated with Almo Records for that song. And what are your hopes and dreams with this new single of yours?
Well, I am very fortunate to be surrounded by some of the most brilliant minds that I've come across. Some of the most original thinkers that I've come across, you know. Geniuses in their own ways, you know. And these are my teammates. These are the guys that I work with. And I take great pride in elevating the game with my team. And it's been 4 years and it's been super cool, you know, thus far. I am excited to continue this journey, to keep elevating the game with the guys that I work with. And we would have never expected that we would partner up with America, you know, different markets like this. We never expected this because, first of all, I'm a Tamil-English rapper, right? We didn't know if people would dig this vibe or dig this style. When day one, I'm talking about 2018. This whole thing started off as an experiment, you know? Like, I just wanted to see if people dig this or not. And to know that an experiment has now come to a place where there are people in Philippines, there are people in America, there are people in different parts of the world that dig the vibe, right? It's something that blows my mind. And given that, I'm telling you that I would have never expected this. So to have Alamo Records come on board and be like, hey man, listen, let's work together, let's bring this to a whole new level, it is a testament. It is a testament from God, bro. This is to show that anything is possible if your intention is right. And the whole belief of teamwork makes the dream work is something that I always say all the time. It's something that I believe in so deeply. Like, it is the absolute truth that these accomplishments, these whatever you would call it, right? All these things that has taken place that I would consider blessings in my life have only been possible because of great synergy and great teamwork. And, you know, Mami being the first single that came under this partnership, I'm very excited to see where we take this to, but without losing sight of the fact that I'm very grateful of the now, the fact that we get to do this right now. You know, sometimes you can get really lost and really caught up in where we are headed, right? I try my best to be present and try to absorb this energy as much as I can and translate it into good music. You know, when the product is right, I guess it just everything else falls into place. So just keeping my feet on the ground, keeping my head is in the game, trying to continuously push the envelope with my team.
I love it. I mean, I can see it in her eyes where you really feel the sincere, you know, the appreciation to your team. And again, you know, like you said, working with the team, and without the team, there's really, you know, there's nothing, you know, you're just an individual, you know, it's impossible to work anything great without a team. And now that you mentioned that you're going for such bigger dreams and bigger goals, how do you feel that you're kind of like representing Southeast Asia as a whole region, you know, to different parts of the world? Is there pressure there?
Well, bro, like I when you put it like that, it sounds a little scary.
I'm sorry. That's the truth, though.
But you know, I'm a part of a label, right? Like, this is Def Jam Southeast Asia, Universal Music Singapore. I got my brothers in arms with me. You know, my comrades, my guys. They're by my side. They're running this race with me. We are moving this mountain together as different representatives of Southeast Asia. You know, everybody's coming to the table with different flavor, different style. You know, everybody's trying to do the same thing. Everybody shares the same kind of passion and enthusiasm for the craft and for the art form. And everybody's just doing it in their own way. And I really do see it as we are moving together as a unit, you know. The entire roster, if you look at Def Jam Southeast Asia's, the list of rappers that are part of the family, right? Like, we have rappers from all over, bro, all over Southeast Asia. We have rappers in Philippines, like Indonesia, Thailand, like, you name it, right? So I guess I kind of draw strength from the fact that I think we all draw strength from each other, knowing that what we're doing here is something that will be remembered in the history of hip-hop music. Because for the first time in the history of hip-hop as a genre, not only has the culture successfully infiltrated another part of the world, people are now starting to contextualize the culture to their reality. Right? So it's not just I'm listening to 50 Cent on the radio. It is now a different topic, right? It is now people listening to 50 Cent on the radio, like Southeast Asians listening to that, getting inspired by that, localizing it, giving it their own twist, and presenting a whole new product to the world. That is Asian hip hop. So I am one of the guys that is a practitioner of Asian hip hop. There are maybe hundreds of guys from all these different parts of Southeast Asia that are doing it in their own way. So for the first time, we're getting to witness the rise of Asian hip hop, which is super cool, man. Like, I did this show called Yo MTV Raps Asia, and I had the privilege to host the show. And in that show, they had flown out all these rappers. This was in 2019, right? So they had flown out like 40 over rappers from Southeast Asia, and everybody just came together. And I got the beautiful opportunity to witness what is it like to have 40 rappers in the same room, all of them spitting in different languages. There are guys that spit in Chinese and in Bahasa Melayu, and like, just, but everybody is connecting on a different level because their love for hip hop is so visceral, right? It's so deep. So it doesn't matter if I don't understand what this guy is trying to say, but we are connecting because we love hip hop so much. And I got to witness that. And that was when I knew that what's happening right now is people may not understand exactly what's happening right now, but as somebody that's in it, as a part of it, I'm telling you, is going to go down in history as one of the most important times in the history of hip hop.
That's amazing. And just seeing you explain all that and seeing your passion just, you know, just energizes me. And it feels like, oh my God, this is just amazing. I just love to see Asian going global. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we have this podcast, to really share Asian stories out there. And last two questions. Let's start with, how does your family think of all this? You know, of course, coming from an Asian family, going into music, and I think, you know, and Indians are usually in general more conservative. I mean, you have pink hair. I've seen videos where you have yellow hair. I'm like, oh my God, how does the family think of this?
Okay, bro, I have to keep it 100 with you. I'll let you know right now that when I started doing music in 2017, like when I started exploring the idea of could I be a rapper, my family had no idea what it meant. They had zero clue. They had no reference of what is a rap. They had no understanding of what is a rapper. They had no idea what is it like to pursue music, right? It's just something that they were super detached from as like a path in life, right? So 6 months, 8 months went by of me just trying to be in a studio, trying to create with other producers and other artists. And I would come home late and I would always be not at home. And my parents would get pissed. They're like, hey, man, like, what are you doing out late at night? So there was a time when my parents, my family members were thinking that I was out, you know, like just up to no good. And I was like, yo, chill. I'm working, right? Like, but then I wasn't able to explain anything to them because I know they won't get it. The real turning point came when it was 2018. My debut single had just came out, right? 2018, June, end of June. My debut single had come out, and then we had performed a show around that time, like July or August. It was called Ignite. We had performed the show, and like thousands of people came through, and my parents came as well. And they're standing in front, and they heard like all the people that were there yelling out the lyrics to my song as I'm performing it. That's when they knew. That's when they knew that, okay, you know what? Our son is going in the right direction. He's trying to do something for himself. Clearly, it's working out. So let's get behind him on this. Let's see how we can support him on this. And they just completely shifted. They didn't try to question it. Even though I know they still don't understand it as much. But they accept me. They accept what I've chosen as a life path. And they support me wholeheartedly. They're fully behind everything that I do. They have been in my music videos. My dad, my parents have even helped me write some of my lyrics, like help me with the translation from Tamil to English and all that. They're very involved with everything that goes on in my life and in my career, and it's something that I take great pride in. Like it brings great joy for me to know that my parents are just on board my passion and my vision for myself and my life. It's super cool.
That is brilliant. And it's always, I mean, at the end of the day, all parents want is the best for their child. And they see that their success in whatever you're doing, they of course want to push extra hard to, you know, hopefully get more success for you per se. All right. So what is your last question? So what is your message to all aspiring musicians who want to achieve what you have achieved at such a young age?
Wow, bro. If there's anybody out there that is looking at the achievements or the attractive things and you decide that you want to follow this path because you're attracted to the glitz and glamour and the accomplishments and the accolades, I suggest you don't. I suggest you stop right there and rethink your entire life, because you should, like, if you're listening to me right now and you want to pursue rap music because you want to be successful or you want to be like these guys that I'm working with or like myself, what? That is just not the way to go. You should never underestimate how much work goes behind in trying to build an art form for yourself, right? Trying to build a career for yourself. It is not overnight. It requires a lot of time and energy and effort, right? So
Dedication,
like relentless pursuit. Like if you're not ready to put in late nights, just countless nights of just trying to, days, weeks, months, years, just working at it, right? Like sharpening your blade. If your passion isn't there, if your heart isn't there, like, don't even bother. If you're passionate for the craft and for the art form, then perhaps, you know, you put in the work, you put in the practice, you keep trying, you keep working hard, you know, you shake hands with the right people, you don't step on anybody's toes, you get yourself out there, you know, put your music out, use social media as a tool, you know, perhaps that is a way to break through the door as an artist, as a rapper, as a musician.
Yeah, but again, I mean, you've done a lot of great stuff, and I remember I've seen a couple of your music videos, in fact, and I was just on Facebook or YouTube. I was just scrolling, and I was like, oh, what's this interesting thing? Because your music videos are always very bouncy and very electric, and that's the stuff that I get, you know, get my eyes gravitate towards. I clicked, I was like, oh, what's this? And then when MCA sent me this, I was like, wait, I think I've seen this guy before. And then I was like, oh, there we go. When I saw the music video, I was like, oh my God, that's it. That's where it's from. Yeah, so thank you so much for this. But before I let you go, we're of course gonna play a little game to test your quick thinkingness, especially because you're a rapper, right? So in this game, it's very simple. I'll just say a line, and all you have to do is finish the sentence.
Okay.
I always wake up
and check my cryptocurrency bank account.
If I could work with anybody, I would work with
A.R. Rahman.
If I could watch anybody perform dead or alive, I'd want to watch
Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls.
If I wasn't a performer, rapper, musician, or an actor, I would be a
I'll be an astronaut.
Awesome. And lastly, my name is blank and I am a blank.
My name is Young Raja and I am a rapper from Singapore.
All right, there you have it, guys. Thank you so much, Young Raja, for sharing your story with us. And that's your dose of inspiration for today to our dear listeners. Until next time, guys.